Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
That's right. It is a good morning.
7:31. We got a high of 65 today, low of 35 tonight. We'll take a full look at your forecast.
It's all over the place. What'd you say?
High of 65.
65.
Low of 35 tonight.
Oh.
So it's going to be rainy, wet, all that good stuff. Could maybe see snow tomorrow morning. I don't know.
It's tornado weather, man.
I know. It is. It is. I stepped outside this morning, and I still have, like, my winter coat out. I haven't put it away yet, and I was like, well, this is too much.
Didn't need it.
Didn't even need it. No. Yeah.
It's not dry out, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's pouring out.
It is pouring out. It was just raining pretty good. It was, like, just sprinkling when I came.
It's straight up pouring outside.
Yeah. God, my gutters, bro.
I know, your gutters.
I actually checked the other day. The person I bought it from, they put in those, like, those little sponge things in there. Right? Have you seen those? They are inserts. And it allows the water to seep through.
I don't know too much about gutter accessories, but if I need any information, I'm going to
you. I got
you
covered.
Buddy.
But here's the problem, though, is that now there's a layer of moss and stuff and everything just built up on top of that. So I don't know if it's I got to double check. I told Kiki this morning. I said, check the basement when you let the dogs out. Make sure there's no water building up because I'm gonna have to figure this out. That's the crappy part about this time of year in any Michigan basement, man. Mm-hmm. If it's old, you're going to get water in there.
Ours is good. You know, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Ours is good. But my neighbor is doing it. He's got foot.
Yeah. It's just water, man. That's what it is. So
it's funny.
Check your gutters.
All right. It's funny hanging out with Brock at any given moment when it's raining. He'll just randomly, my gutters.
I like a clean
and then
gutter.
He's gone. He's gone like a superhero.
You know what? My basement is bone dry because of my gutter etiquette. Okay.
You know, if you were a superhero, you'd be gutter man.
Gutter man.
I am gutter man.
I am gutter man.
Saving gutters across the world.
Just going to random people's houses. Like, what are you doing? Get off my roof. I'm cleaning your gutters, man. I tell you what, there's nothing better than a nice clean gutter. Nothing better.
We were at the bowling alley the other day, and Brock's cleaning out the gutter at the bowling alley. He's like, I just like all gutters clean, man.
I just say any gutter. I'm not strictly house gutters.
He goes up and throws the ball right into the gutter. He's like, I love him.
I love this gutter. You know what? Shut up. All right, let's talk about today. Let's talk about the real topic for today. All right, so this debate started on Twitter. Someone decided to throw a wrench in the world's gears, just mess up everything. When you put your toothpaste, how do you put your toothpaste on? How do you get ready to brush your teeth?
Well, you get in there. Well, I'll give you the whole routine. How about this? Okay, so I start out, I have two toothbrushes.
You have two toothbrushes?
Two of them. One is for this charcoal stuff that you put on your toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
It's like straight up charcoal.
Yeah.
You ever seen that thing on Facebook where people are brushing their teeth and their mouth are all black?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's charcoal. Okay. So it's supposed to be like a teeth whitener. So I start out with that.
Okay.
You know? And it's bad. You know, it doesn't taste
great.
It
makes my teeth feel weird.
Yeah, it makes your teeth black, makes your gums black. But you wash it off and it works.
Sparkly?
And sparkly, yeah.
And then
we go into the real toothpaste.
Okay.
Right? So you wet the brush.
Okay.
Put the toothpaste on. And then you re-wet the brush.
There you go. That's right.
And you go in for it.
Wet the brush. Toothpaste, wet the brush again.
And you know what? You don't need to brush for 5 minutes.
No. You just got to do little circles all the way around.
You get in there.
A couple minutes, you're done. You set it up right, though. For some reason.
But wait. There's more.
Good Lord,
there's
man.
More. So when you're done with that, you get out the floss.
You don't need to floss.
And then you just
it has been
get in there with the floss.
Scientifically proven you don't need to floss.
It's like shining shoes,
it's
Brock.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Thing.
It has been proven you don't need to floss. You're wasting your time. I wish I had that kind of free time where I could do three different things in my mouth. I just swirl around some whiskey and spit it out. That's how I do it.
Let me tell you, though, I only do it once a month.
Once a month. It's a deep clean. So for some reason, there are people out there that just, it like, I'm getting that weird feeling in my mouth. They just put the toothpaste on a dry toothbrush and go to town.
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong with you?
A dry brush.
Oh, it's making my teeth, my mouth feels so weird.
Do you get the firm brush or do you get just the regular medium?
I like a nice firm brush.
Me too.
I like
hard to find.
Yeah, and just.
There's only like a couple of them in each store.
Yeah.
But
you gotta get them. And they're usually like 20 cents because nobody wants them.
It's kind of like getting a Furby back in 2002. Impossible.
Hard to find. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. How do you get ready to brush your teeth? Really, there's only one answer to this. Wet the toothbrush, put the toothpaste on, then wet the brush again. If you do anything other than that, I want to hear from you and understand what went wrong in your childhood that cause you to be a raving psychopath.
And feel free to call in and tell Brock that you do need to floss.
No, you don't. You need to just wet the brush, toothpaste, wet the brush, no floss needed. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll talk more in a bit.
Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
This is going to be cool.
748. We're talking about the proper way to prepare to brush your teeth. Yeah. All right. There is only one way. There shouldn't be a debate.
It's the topic of the morning.
It's the topic of the morning. Yeah. Okay. When you get ready to brush your teeth, there's one way you should do it. Mm-hmm. Water first on the toothbrush, then the toothpaste, and then water again.
Yeah.
Okay. I do that even when I'm camping. Take a little bit of my water on the toothbrush. Put the toothpaste on there, more little water.
Boom.
Wasteful? Maybe.
How long do
Is
you,
it necessary?
No. How long do you brush for?
Actually, I'm kind of anal when I actually do, when I actually do brush. Anally. I brush.
Right.
No, I do it for probably 5 minutes.
Really?
I do it, yeah.
You're sitting there in front of the mirror for five minutes.
Well, if you count like the whole routine, I guess, you know, like
still.
With the mouthwash, hitting the tongue, you know, yeah.
Yeah. How long do you sit at the gym for when you work out?
When I did the 2 minutes.
Hours and hours? 2 minutes.
Work out for two, brush. Okay, maybe not five.
I was going to say five minutes is long.
It's a long time, man. Yeah. I'm really, because a little bit of my OCD kicks in and I don't feel like I got to do that and I got to, you know. Sometimes I don't feel like I get enough. I'll put more toothpaste on and get in there real good.
What do you think about this brushing your teeth in the shower?
I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it. Yeah.
I think it might be kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
You know? I think that's a good idea,
I'm
really.
Try it. Well, but I drink my beer in the shower. I can't brush my teeth in the shower.
Drinking your beer.
It'll make my beer taste weird.
He does everything in the shower. He poops, drinks his beers, brushes his teeth. Deodorant, everything.
You know, if you think about it, it is the one-stop shop for everything you need to do in the morning.
You know? Boom.
Yeah. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
I'm telling you.
Put a little turlet right there. In the shower. You know, got all my stuff. Got my shower caddy with my toothbrush.
You get in there and you start waffle stomping right away. Get that out of the way.
Just the worst. You always start with that. You start with the waffle stomp.
Right.
Start with the squat.
You don't want to be doing that while you're brushing your teeth.
Then you waffle stomp. And that's good. It's all set. You gotta have a really hearty drain, though.
Solving the world's problems.
Yeah, and you know what? It's less wasteful that way. You're doing it all at once.
Boom, right
doing
there.
It all at once. 925-WIRX.
Save some hot water there, too.
You too. You do. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is the proper way to prepare to brush your teeth? WIRX, hello.
Hey, bud.
Morning.
You're absolutely right, Brock. You don't need to floss.
Told you.
And it's always water, toothpaste, water.
I don't like being right all the time. It's just how it works.
Yeah, you know what? With you guys' grody-ass teeth, that is fine with me.
I'm going to find that study. It's you and your floss.
Why? You got a floss,
it's
bro.
It's weird. It just doesn't make sense. It's just another money grab from the Dental Association. You ever seen the car's dentist drive?
You're so wrong.
You know why? Because you're wasting money on floss.
You know, let's get a dentist to call and see what he says.
Yeah, all right. If there's any dentist listening right now, call me and try to explain to me what kind of money grab scheme you got going on with floss. All right, Larry, thanks for the call.
He's not even there.
He's just like, all right, these guys are tough. We basically went on a rant. Sorry, Larry.
He's like, I got to go to work, man. You know? So, yeah, let's get a dentist to call in here, for God's sake.
Yeah. How long do you need to brush? Well, maybe a dentist will know the proper way to do it.
You know?
What if he's like, no, you actually got to squirt the toothpaste into your mouth. Right? You have to hold it, and you slap the tube so it shoots it back in your throat. And then, you floss with the toothpaste in your mouth, and then you brush.
How about mouthwash? You throw any of that in there?
Oh, yeah. Love mouthwash. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Actually, I swish it around and through the nose.
Oh, God.
Got to really clean out the sinuses.
I thought I was bad. I swallow a little bit.
What?
You got to kind of puke it up. I'm telling you, it gets that way down in there in your throat, clears your throat out real nice.
You just gargle.
No,
and then
it doesn't go deep enough.
You don't swallow it and then what is wrong with you?
You got a stinky throat, Brock.
I'm starting to question this friendship, man.